It's interesting, the first reading, and in Ezekiel, our Lord is explaining the judgment and how someone who is virtuous all his life and then towards the end of his life turns away from virtue and commits iniquity and then dies, and he's condemned because of the iniquity that he committed. So all this life of virtue is as nothing compared to the iniquity that he committed, and he dies for the iniquity, the little bit of iniquity maybe in the last year of his life. And then the wicked person lives a wicked life all his life, so to speak, and then repents towards the end and dies and is saved. So, you know, obviously our Lord's ways are not our ways. The first person who's lives a life of virtue, all those many years are forgotten, and his iniquity is remembered, and he dies and loses his soul, presumably, because of the iniquity that he committed. So the virtuous things that he did, God did them in him, and so he can't take credit for that unless he dies in virtue, and God rewards him for the cooperation that he gave to God's works that he did in him. So he must die for the iniquity. The iniquity would have been a grave sin that he didn't repent from, and he died and lost his soul, presumably. That's what is meant here. And then the wicked man who lives a life of iniquity most of his life and repents an 11th hour of his life, maybe, and dies and saves his soul. How do you explain that? Obviously, because of God's mercy. God's mercy is placed on the scale of his small amount of good works that he did, his repentance, and that outweighs his iniquity. And in fact, his iniquity is all forgotten because he repented. He asked for God's mercy and entrusted in his mercy. So God's ways are, you know, different from ours. And of course, we want to always trust in his mercy and turn away from iniquity. Turn away from iniquity, not just at the end of our life, but right now, of course, right now. In the early days of the church, if you went to confession and you confessed a grave sin, you'd be given many, many years of penance. And it was so difficult for the people. Many people didn't even go to confession till the end of their life because they didn't want to have to go through all the penances. So that was, you know, obviously there needed to be reform and you know, confession at that time, and there was. The Dismas repents on the cross and then dies a few hours later and saves his soul. He goes into paradise right away. St. Joseph Cafasso used to go to, he was the mentor of St. John Bosco in the late 1800s, and he used to go to the prisons of the where the condemned criminals were. They're on their, but getting ready to die, and he would tell them that if they offered their death up for their sins, they could go straight to heaven. These are murderers that he promised this to, and they all, you know, I think almost every one that he counseled, went to a happy death. So you kind of wonder, you know, is it worth repenting early, or is it better to repent later in life? Obviously, we don't know. We don't know whether we would ever repent in the end of our life, because our Lord wants us to repent now. Repent now and then live a holy life from now on. and of course, this is what we should be doing. And then the question is, am I going to persevere to the end of my life? Am I going to stay in the state of grace to the end of my life? And this is what we're called to do. This is the kind of life we're called to live, a holy life for a long period of time, presume we're going to live a long period of time, and how am I going to persevere to the end? The gospel, our Lord is saying something interesting as well. He's sort of making the Pharisees and the scribes make this judgment of themselves. You know, they don't realize it, but they're making a judgment of themselves in this parable of the two sons. One who says he will go into the vineyard and then doesn't go, and the other who says he will not go and then he does. Which one did his father's will? The one who repented and later went and did what his father asked him to do. The Pharisees are the ones who say they will do it and they don't. They're the ones that act as if they are holy, but they are not in their actions. And so they condemn themselves and saying in the judgment that they made that the first one is the one that did his father's will, the one who repented. So our Lord is saying, that's you, the prostitutes and the tax collectors are going to heaven before you because they repented and they did the Father's will afterwards, and you are not doing that. You wouldn't even repent after you saw them repent and set the example for you because of their pride. They looked at these sinners who repented, and in their pride they couldn't say that they're doing better than us. So their pride brought them to their downfall. So really, the question is to us, you know, looking into the future, how am I going to persevere to the end? How am I going to persevere? Really, the answer to that is to look at now, look at today. What am I doing today? This is, for the most part, what's going to happen at the end of my life. As I live, so I will die. What am I doing today? Am I living holy life today? Then, and am I committed to that? Then I can trust that I'm going to most likely make it persevere to the end. Is my resolution now to strive hard to do God's will, do what he wants me to do today? Then I can trust that I'm going to persevere. Of course, we pray to Our Lady that she will pray for us now and at the hour of our death. We do need some kind of insurance that we will make it to the last day persevering to God. But it is now. Our Lord is looking at now, and we should look at the now as a pledge of what's going to happen at the end of our life. And we should be looking upwards. We should be looking, I'm going to ascend. I'm going to strive. I'm going to grow from here on, and that we have to be sort of on that ascendancy, not in descendancy and laziness and sloth and taking it easy and presuming in God's mercy, but instead to be striving, always in the ascendancy, always striving and trusting in God's mercy, being humble, descending in humility, but ascending in effort, ascending in trust in God. This was what will make us persevere to the end. So we're striving to now. Now is what we look at. Now we repent from our past, and we trust in the future that God is going to bring us really to be saints. We want to be saints. We want to have high standards. You know, even I can be a saint. All I have to do is be faithful. I don't have to do great things. I just need to be faithful to my duties today and doing what God wants me to do today and into the future, trusting that God will bring us there.
Christus.